Peace to you all who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. This morning we consider the Gospel of Mark chapter 1, beginning with the 35th verse as follows. Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, Jesus went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." But he said to them, "Let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also, because for this purpose I have come forth." And he was preaching in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and casting out demons. So far the Holy Word. In the name of our Savior Jesus, who said, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word." Dear friends in Christ, Clovis Chapel, a minister from a century ago, told a true story about two steamboats that were both setting off from the landing in Memphis, Tennessee, both bound for New Orleans. They were sailing close enough together that insults could be exchanged between the sailors, and a competition quickly developed as to who would reach the destination first. One steamboat, falling behind, discovered that its supplies of coal were growing short. They had enough for a journey, but not enough for a race. Desperate for speed, the sailors began to throw their cargo into the firebox, and they drew ahead. They reached New Orleans to cheers of victory. But the cheers quickly turned hollow when it was discovered that their entire cargo had been consumed in the effort to win the competition. In their fever to pursue a petty rivalry, they had lost sight of the main item, the only item really on their employer's agenda, which of course was that the cargo should be delivered safely. We're in the middle of January already. Do you have an agenda for the new year? How do you set your agenda? How do you determine which things you'll focus on and which you can postpone? Which things you're going to devote your precious and limited resources to, and which can safely be neglected until another time. The text I read to you a moment ago suggests that you and I as Christians have a whole different kind of agenda. In fact, it's not our agenda at all. It's given us by the Lord and Master of our lives, our Savior Jesus Christ. Over my next few chapel addresses, we'll consider the theme, Jesus sets our agenda. And we notice right away that this is an agenda that always begins with prayer. It's true that if we're believers, then really it's Jesus who sets our agenda, isn't it? And the more we read of our Savior's life, the clearer it becomes that Jesus' agenda always began with prayer. Our text says, "Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, Jesus went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed." After a very long day in Capernaum, after healing sick people far into the night, Jesus rose very early in the morning while it was still dark and left the city by himself. He found a deserted place, and there he prayed. When was the last time you got up in the dark of night, hours before the first beams of daylight? Maybe you can't remember the last time. Maybe you did it just recently. I know some of you have work-study jobs that require you to get up that early every day so you can work in the Commons or the AC or Ingram. But let me ask you a different question. When was the last time you got up that early specifically to devote yourself to prayer? Jesus did it frequently. He went into the wilderness to pray. He went up on the mountaintop to pray. He prayed in the temple. He prayed in the synagogues. He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. He prayed at mealtimes. He prayed for his disciples. Jesus was a strong advocate of solitary prayer, the kind of prayer that exists between an individual and God alone. He practiced it himself, and he taught his disciples the same. "When you pray," he said, "you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go Go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." So it's immediately clear that on the agenda our Lord Jesus gives to us, the first item is always prayer. As you know, our church body has already a handful of mission efforts in Africa, in various countries. And it's said that converts to Christianity in Africa are particularly earnest and zealous about their personal devotions and their prayer life. I was told that in one village, each person had a separate spot for himself in a nearby thicket where he could devote himself to prayer and pour out his heart before God. And over time, the paths to these places became well-worn. So after a while, if one of these believers began to neglect prayer, it would become evident to the other Christians. And they would kindly remind the negligent one, "Brother, the grass grows on your path." What about you? Has the grass been growing on your prayer path recently? Remember, Jesus sets our agenda. And that agenda always starts with prayer. We may be neglectful, and we often are, but thank God Jesus never was. Jesus' life was one of perfect faithfulness in prayer to his Heavenly Father. Perfect faithfulness in keeping his Father's commandment. Perfect faithfulness in following his Father's will. And he did all that for you. In fact, he fulfilled all righteousness for you and died on Calvary's cross so that your every neglectful sin and shortcoming would be covered with his blood. In fact, one of the rare privileges that he won for you thereby was the privilege to come before the throne of your Heavenly Father in prayer and to be absolutely confident that he will hear and answer your prayers for the sake of Jesus. The Bible is full of so many wonderful promises God makes to you if you'll simply ask for them. If you'll only take advantage of this great privilege of prayer. We sing in a familiar hymn, "Thou art coming to a king, large petitions with thee bring." Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you." So don't let the grass grow on your prayer path. Make sure that the agenda you have for your life, the agenda that your Lord Jesus has given you, always begins with prayer each day. For assuredly, Jesus said, "Whoever says to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Amen. We pray. Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for all your gifts. Especially during the season of Epiphany, do we thank you for the manifestation of your Son as the light of the Gentiles and Savior of the world. Today we thank and praise you for the blessed privilege of prayer, to which you have entitled us by virtue of the faith you gave us in your Son. Grant that we may make constant use of this precious gift of prayer, pouring out our burdens to you and receiving from you your perfect blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. Stanzas 1, 2, and 5 of hymn 869.